day, but he saw the moon as well, and a black beetle on a slack rope that jigged over his field of vision, past cloud drifts of fog, past blistered wisps of nothing. Not a word had been said about an aquarium in the head, a slow and resolute curtain of opaque and gritty water rose up. Darkness fell on all roads, all meadows and forests and snows, pastures and rivers, all reed beds and hillsides and snows. In the aquarium, black beetles darted to and fro, seeds of death that stalked their beginning. The end. Same poem in Latvian. Dienas laikā bija redzams arī mēness, un ļenganā virve, pa kuru melna vabole dejoja pār redzes loku gar miglas mākoņiem, gar itnekā tūznainajiem diedziņiem. Un neviens nebija stāstījis par akvāriju galvā. Lēnām, bet mērķiecīgi to piepildīja necaurredzams, netīrs ūdens priekškars. Strauji tad satumsa ceļi un lauki un meži un sniegi, avoti, ezeri, niedrāji, pauguri, krūmāji, sniegi. Akvārijā melnas vaboles šaudījās šurpu turpu, nāves sēklas, kuras meklēja savu sākumu, galu. A strange event. That day, the sun set awkwardly, as darkness and fears gathered. Heaven's ladder loosened and swayed, and he didn't know if he was climbing up or down. He was in a dark, congealing tunnel, in a room that was no room. Was he breathing, or just remembering what the motions of breathing had been? In the struggle for him, he participated by non-participation, and so was, to an even greater extent, a part of the event. And light peeled away like flaking wallpaper from its designated wall that held bundles of insights. And darkness rose like a thermometer's mercury in the summer sun. Out of the darkness, a glister of light. He was weak and stretched for it, but darkness pressed him back, and light cried, abandoned, despondent. And light cried with the voice of a child. Wolf One Eye on his first day. Lead world, lead sun, lead clouds, fist of lead presses chest, eyelids lead, a stinging field of vision. Lead steals all thoughts, replaced by weight. Black stars, black blankets thrown over backs of black cold. In the socket of the sky, black light over the vault of the eye. Wolf One Eye grumbles, tosses, grieves for soft dreams of cats and angels, but wakes in a one-eyed world. He doesn't curse fate, doesn't curse this, just curses the lead in his heart. Wishing that days no longer were but suffering, sleepless nights. The air thickens and the stars have waned. The sun has been doused and all the coming days, and all the coming days. He felt he had changed. He wasn't sure how. He could hardly remember how it all once been. Someone had slammed a door in his face. Perhaps it was the shock of the impact that had changed his opinion of change, and as a consequence, all else as well. Snow did not fall down, it snowed up. In spring, the birds brought trees to the budding leaves. Nothing was as it had been. And the cloud cried when the raindrops left, and the sky cried when the cloud left. Wolf One Eye cried because he knew nothing save what he had lost. Because he looked on the world with eyes of unknowing, and one of them was mute. Time passes, lead cools, the world swells but gets no clearer, it just accrues. One muddle of fog takes the place of another. A random interaction of wind and calm creates patterns that aren't patterns, but will become such only after eons. Wolf One Eye turns quickly, but sees only figures formed of fog. Treetops and branches grasped by wind and calm. How to see more? Travel? After a period of relocation in time and space, he stops by a pool to drink. Catching sight of his reflection, he remembers himself and sees that he was on the verge of forgetting. He lifts his head, he draws a breath, oxygen as if from neverness flows into all givenness, and the feeling is that of falling, as if he was falling through. You won. You melted on my tongue. Night fell and all was seriousness. There was the world and I. There was sliding down the escalator handrail. There were doves of laughter flying from our mouth. Days with colds and wells of loneliness. When we came home around 10, we lay down in bed so close that the future that had forced its way between us was squeezed out completely. Then all that I had left was myself and my new coat. It had already grown too tight. And I felt that I took off through thickets of cloud towards the sun and towards the dark. But somewhere nearby was a street. They are after you everywhere. The way back is long through forests where some trees are missiles while others are desks in ministries. Being is fully capable of protecting its own sign. Language is a genuine comforter, an incurable innocence, an experienced hood. Where is language? In grammars, dictionaries, spelling runes, in sabotaging your own spiritual sloth. Language is seeing. Language is the third eye. the second. It was night, but he saw the sun as well, and a causeway where nothing danced beyond his field of vision, along transparent wisps of nothing. And someone mentioned the aquarium that had been in his head. The gritty water had left drifting shrouds of mist. A slow dawning fell on all roads, all meadows and forests and snows, pastures and rivers, all reed beds and hillsides and snows. Spots of dark danced with shrouds of mist. The fruits of life had found their ending, the beginning. Thank you, Alima.